بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And Saint Hippolyte says, when I get up in the morning, I recite 4 verses. Then I'm so deeply immersed in those verses that I'm oblivious and disconcerned of what happens throughout the day. The first verse, يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ وَيُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. If Allah Ta'ala wishes to give you any good, nobody can turn it away. And He wants you to be struck with any problem or calamity, nobody can turn, nobody can avert His decision. So this is the first verse that I recite. So a person that's reciting this verse, then, and he's reciting it with understanding, reciting it, giving it a place in his heart. So at the end, you'll come to terms that everything happens by the will of Allah Ta'ala, and I can't change the decision of Allah Ta'ala. Yes. Under the circumstance, what am I supposed to be doing? This is decreed, it will happen. And so what am I supposed to be doing? So this is how he will think. He won't think that why this happened. Ibn Atta Iskandari, rahmatullah alayhi, he says that when a person is walking this path of righteousness, then he wants to go through some experience. What's happening in the next realm? What's going to happen? And what about the realm of the angels and malaika? Do I see sometime a glimpse into Jannat? Do I see a good dream? So he's anxious to see all these things here. But he says that this is no sign of progress. Witnessing these things is not a sign of progress. And nor is it really beneficial that you see these things here. Because what is most beneficial is you begin to discover your weaknesses. Have I got show in me? Am I proud? Am I greedy, jealous? Am I malicious? So you get to discover your faults. Am I short-fused and erupt at any interval? So are you getting to understand your weaknesses? One is you understand, identify your weakness, and then you're trying to remove those weaknesses. So to understand the weakness and then to work out ways to get those weaknesses out of the system. He says that is far, far more meritorious than you understanding or wanting to see what's going to happen, some glimpse into Jannah, having a beautiful dream, or going through a spiritual experience. Far, far greater is you discover your weakness, and Allah Pak blesses you with the grace of trying to remove those things, replace it with good. One is what you are desirous of, and one is what Allah Pak wants from you. So obviously, what Allah Pak wants of you is far greater than what you are desirous of. You're desirous of something. You must see something, something must happen, must get an experience. So this is your desire, right? But what's the greater thing is what does your Rabb want from you? He wants you to understand. You understand yourself. مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. You understand yourself. And then when you discover your weaknesses and problems, you try work your best to eliminate. And understand, come to the conclusion that, see, I am a conglomeration of weaknesses. So you begin to understand when I see how weak I am. And then when you understand your weakness, then you see how much you are in need of Allah Ta'ala. You are totally helpless, and it's just the grace of Allah Ta'ala that's carrying you. The grace of Allah Ta'ala that's covering you. The grace of Allah Ta'ala that's carrying you forward. Otherwise, if He turns His grace, then what's going to be too? And this sifat is like by Allah Ta'ala. The Quran Sharif says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. It is He who listens to the cry of the desperate. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. One that is desperate. And the one is thinking too much of himself. No, I had this dream, I had that experience, I know what's going to happen. So he is a victim of self-conceit. He is a victim of self-admiration. So how is he going to draw the help of Allah Ta'ala towards him? And this person that thinks nothing of himself, he sees his weaknesses, and he understands his helplessness, and how much he depends on Allah Ta'ala. Every second, every moment, every day, throughout the day, he's desperate. He needs Allah Ta'ala. That is why you see in the Masnoon Duas the type of words. إِلَيْكَ أَشْكُو ضَعْفَ قُوَّتِي وَقِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي ذَلِيلٌ فَعِزَّنِي إِنِّي ضَعِيفٌ وَقَوِّنِي. Do you see all these words? So you are expressing your weakness. Musa alayhi salam is receiving wahi now. And then the first thing he does is turns to Allah Ta'ala, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. For you open my heart. Telling us that, see, when you got an assignment, then you'll only be able to accomplish it if you want divine assistance, divine help. That is why you're starting something, then you start with the name of Allah, Bismillah. You are saying, Allah, I can only accomplish this by your grace. You give it to me, I'll be a disgrace, I'll be an embarrassment. But if you, your help is with me, your support is with me, your guidance is with me, then the most difficult thing becomes simple. And minus your help, the most easiest thing becomes a task. So one is what you want from Allah Ta'ala, what you desire us of, and one is what He is desirous of. So the greater thing is to see what Allah Ta'ala desires. So what He wants from you is to understand your weakness and you work towards eliminating them. You understand your weakness and you don't look at yourself with admiration. See, Quran Sharif says, لا تزكوا أنفسكم. Don't admire yourself. Don't you admire yourself. لا تزكوا أنفسكم. Why? Because هو أعلم بمن اتقى. Because piety comes in the heart. ولكن ينابو التقى. التقوى comes from there. And what is the state of heart is known to Allah Ta'ala. So you don't look at you don't admire yourself. Who are? He knows what it is. You did something small, something big, otherwise it's your grace. It has covered me up, so this happened. People are seeing me with respect just because of your cover. They're not looking at me, they're looking at your cover. They're praising the cover. They're extolling my praise, they're extolling your cover, not me. So look at every Nabi you will see, and when there's an achievement, then he will say the same words. قَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Some extra special favor, these are the words. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا. Then, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ. When that Bilqis's throne is brought, هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أشكر أم أكفر. See that. من شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه. And then that gratitude, you must understand, the one that is showing gratitude is not, you're not benefiting Allah Ta'ala. You're doing it for your own good. You are being grateful, you are being thankful to Allah Ta'ala. That goes to your own benefit. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need it. So see, this is that first ayat that I read every day. يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِمْرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِ. And if you don't have the frame of mind, you'll keep swearing someone, blaming this one here, he did it, and he kept me behind. You know. So that thing will, you'll just go in a circle. See, so when you got Allah Ta'ala, so it's a closure to everything. And you don't have Allah Ta'ala, you're just moving in circles. Can't get over that problem. Why has it happened? Why it happened? How it happened? Why it happened? Why it, how it happened? But you got Allah Ta'ala, alright, you feel grieved, but then after that, there's a closure. When you said Allah Ta'ala, then it's a closure, finished. End of the story. It couldn't go otherwise. Musa alayhi salam is talking to Adam alayhi salam, his father. Allah created you with his hand. خَلَقْتُكَ بِيَدَيْ I created you with my hands. Shaped you, صَوَّيْتُ وَخَلَقْتُهُ I shaped you and I made you with my hands. But why did you do something? As a result, all of us had to come to planet Earth. You made a mistake now. Your mistake and you must catch it. There was a complaint of the son to the father. So Musa alayhi salam tells him, but aren't you Musa alayhi salam, that Allah Ta'ala kallamaka Allahu taklima, Allah Ta'ala spoke to you directly. Allah Ta'ala raised and exalted you, He spoke to you, and He blessed you the Torah. So yes. So, do you see my mention in the Torah? Yes. And the Torah, how, when was it written? 50,000 years before the creation of the universe. أَتَلُومُنِي أَفَتَلُومُنِي أَلَا مَنْ كَتَبَ أَلَا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلِي. So, are you reprimanding me for something that was already decreed for me 50,000 years before the creation of this whole universe? فَحَجَّ آدَمُ مُوسَى. So, this a thought, you know, comes from Allah Ta'ala, it's the will of Allah Ta'ala, that's the glory, full stop, class. End of the story. But minus Allah Ta'ala, you can't get over it. Just go circles. Why it happened? Why? Who? Why? Who? Why? Can't get over it. That's why the countries that have forgotten Allah Ta'ala, right? They've got a very high level of intelligence, right? But then that intelligence becomes like a phobia. Why he came here? What is he doing? Why he raised his hand? So everything becomes a concern. Now you trust Allah Ta'ala. You take your precautionary measures, but then leave it to Allah Ta'ala. أَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبْ وَتَوَكَّلُوا عَلَيْهِ. So that is closing the whole chapter. So you close the chapter how? You open the chapter with the name of Allah Ta'ala and you close it also with the name of Allah Ta'ala. But however, just as a disclaimer, see, sometimes a concept is thought, but there must be a disclaimer. That doesn't mean that you do a wrong and say now, it was khaskreif. A little bit Afrikaans, a little bit, not too much. It's already decreed. When we were studying in Deoband, so there was one boy, he passed away now. So if there's some special food, so he'll come in and he'll extend his hand and says, "It was khaskreif." He's eating away. So it was decreed.
So you don't use this to your advantage. Now, if it was, now you committed a guna, right? Committed a guna, so I see. I couldn't help it now. It's already written for me. But the question is then, why did Adam alayhi salam use that card? Yeah, you can use it when you post it to that realm. You go on to that realm, and when he's shouting you, why you did perform it if the worked up so bad? Once you're already there in Jannah, this is great. But before that, you can't use this thing here. Then you have to pull up your socks, correct yourself, look at your faults, see how you're going to correct, how you're going to improve. See how the Quran Sharif says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا. Tawbah is not just Tawbah, but Tawbah comes with correcting yourself. Bukhari Sahib has got a chapter. So, you ostracize the person. At which point? You ostracize the person until his Tawbah is been endorsed. His Tawbah. See the Ka'b ibn Malik, Hilal ibn Umayyah, right? And Rabi ibn So for 50 days. Now after 50 days the two was endorsed. Then they resume normal relationship. One Sahabi, he put some type of a color and Rasulullah refused to talk to him, right? Then when he removed the color, then Rasulullah spoke to him. So his Tawbah is already certified. One Sahabi, he's got that home, the dome, home of a dome, right? And Rasulullah refused to return his greeting until he demolished it. When he demolished it now, that means the Tawbah is complete. Then Rasulullah resumed normal relationship, right? Hazrat Zainab bint Jash Ummul Mu'mineen, she said something that was not appropriate in the reputation of Hazrat Safiya radiyallahu anha. Ana uti jamali liha udiya. I must give away my camel to this Yahudi. She was a Yahudi and she accepted Islam. Now, co-wives, they have it amongst themselves, right? So they say some things. And the Quran says, بِئِسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بِئِسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. After someone accepted Islam, then you can't give the stories of the past. But after he's made Tawbah and he's accepted Islam, now you don't remind him of the wrongs or the titles of the past. It's a bad thing. Probably some stories now, in fact, all these stories I'm talking about, people have already died. So, nobody knows what I'm talking about. So there was one in the top masjid, front of me, right? So, one person has got a problem with the next person. That person is a convert, right? So now, this person here is an old Muslim, that's a convert. So see you, you're not Mr. Pillay now. Now, see that, بِئْسَ لِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدِ الْإِيمَانِ. You don't give him reminders of the past. Don't disgrace him. About it. Yeah, I know this person. He's a druggie, man. He used to be a druggie, I know that. So you don't give reminders of the past. Why you don't give reminders of the past? I ask you, anybody that is sitting here, is his behavior guaranteed? Is his future guaranteed? What's going to be your behavior in the next moment? Do you know? You don't know for a second what's going to be your behavior. So there's no point in you looking down, embarrassing, disgracing, talking ill of the person. So you may run the person down, but I ask you, do you have any guarantee of your own self? What's going to be your behavior like? What's going to be your financial status like? What's your children going to be like? what's going to be the future of yourself or your children? Do you know? So, can you disgrace, can you despise, can you look down upon them? Yes, as if it is that you are the responsible person in a situation, then you have to put corrective measures. When the father, and he sees the child being wrong, it's part of your duty to correct him, shout him, correct him. But you're not going to despise, you're not going to run down the person. Having that in mind, because it's my duty to correct, I correct, but I can't run down and disgrace and despise the person. Because I don't have the guarantee of my own future, my behavior pattern, what's going to be like, I don't know. So that now, it moderates everything, it neutralizes. You're not going to be proud, and you're going to correct it. Because Allah wants me to do it, so I'm correcting. But I don't have any guarantee of my own self. But He wants me to do it. وَأَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. He wants me to do it, so I'm doing it. But I'm not doing it because I think myself to be guaranteed, I got an immunity. No immunity. So this is the first ayat that I read every day when I get up. The second ayat that I read every day when I get up, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهُ وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ. When Allah opens someone a favor, and nobody can hold you back. He's done a favor to you, so nobody can hold you back. And a friend of mine was telling me, so he went into a shop, the mall somewhere. So they asked him to fill a competition form. So he filled it. As he's entering now, they asked him to fill, so he filled it up. Now he's still doing his shopping. He just completed about half an hour. They announced for him, so and so, come up. So he went up there. So you won this double cab, 1.5 million rand. See that? When Allah Ta'ala opens it up for you, can anybody stop it? He just walked in, right? He just walked in. He filled that competition form. Before he can leave the shop, they announce. See, I went there. I didn't have the least expectation to win this, but they asked me to do it, so just in compliance, I did it. But then, before I could leave now, they announced my name. So and so, come here. Double cab, you want this now. 1.5 million. يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ وَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهُ. So if Allah Ta'ala opens something, nobody can stop it. And if He stops it, then nobody can open it. He stops it, then nobody, everybody in the whole world tries to open it up again. They can't do it. Nobody can do it. This is what sugar, right? If the whole world tries to correct it, can they correct it? Can't correct it. It's a chronic thing, and you must live with it. So the heart problem, can anybody stop the thing? See? So, if Allah gives you a favor, nobody can stop it, nobody can withhold. And if He pulls it away, nobody can give it to you. See? No matter what you try. One person is telling me, he's a doctor friend, works in a hospital. So, they went to a patient, and according to the reading, he is certified dead. Finish. Right. Now, they're trying to do all the clerical work, and someone passes away. Just then they saw life booming up in the person. Normal, smiling, standing up. So how you doctor stuff? So, zindagi aur maut dene wala kaun hai? Who gives life and who gives death? You can try whatever. We just put procedures in place. But the doer is Allah Ta'ala. The doctor, or the helper, whoever, they just put the procedures in place. But the actual maker is Allah makes it. You're not the maker. And you see this Qudrat of Allah all the time. That's what I say. We take our children, animal farm, lion's paw. And show them the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. See the hand of Allah Ta'ala. Do we ask them? Create yaqeen in them. And that yaqeen in things that you come across all the time. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُسُونَ I show the whole ayat in Surah Waqiyah. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُسُونَ فَأَنْتُمْ تَزَرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ إِنَّا لَمُغْرَمُونَ Do you see the seed that you sow? Do you cause the thing to grow? So, that seed that you sow, do you cause it to grow? To split, to sprout, and to grow up into a full plant, bearing fruit. Do you do it? Am nahnu zariun, we cause it to grow. All you do is just you put those procedures in place. But the growth is ours. Splitting the thing is ours. Sprouting the thing is ours. We do it. Antum tazra'unahu am nahnu zariun. لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا It had been our will. We would have just made it like nothing, you know. I think like dried leaves. Like. Okay, what do you say in English? All right, next time. So see, so all that effort of yours could have been totally wasted. Did all that, and everything is just a wasteland. Can't it happen? Don't you hear our farmers, men, they work the field, and then they hear that there was a spell of a snow or something like that. And the whole farm is burnt out. Don't you hear the stories? So the growth Allah gives it. You can try, but it's left to the decision of Allah Ta'ala that He will cause the growth. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُسُونَ So, these are things that you must show your children. Make a small patch, right, garden or a seed, you put on a tomato seed. And see how that thing is growing. See now, who did this? I didn't do it. Your father didn't do it. Nor could you do it. It was just the work, entirely the work of Allah Ta'ala. Do you see? The seed couldn't do anything. You see, can he do anything? It is the work of Allah Ta'ala, the dynamism of Allah Ta'ala, that the tiny little seed is buried into the ground. And how Allah Ta'ala livens it. فَرَأَيْتُمْ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلُولَا تَشْكُرُونَ See that water that comes from the clouds. So you talk of the whole system, you know, فَتُسِيرُ السَّحَابًا يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ فَتُسِيرُ السَّحَابًا Allah sends the winds, and the winds then فَتُسِيرُ السَّحَابًا It carries the vapor into the clouds, right? فَسُقْنَاهُ إِلَى بَلَدٍ مَيْتٍ وَحِيْنَا You see this whole process. لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا We could have made it saline, salt. Why don't you offer thanks? So when I'm explaining this, I say, I challenge any scientist. See Allah Ta'ala in this. See Allah Ta'ala. Open your eyes. Break the shackles of your science. See. You talk about water and vapor coming up, right? And that vapor mostly comes from where? From oceans. And the water of the ocean is salt, right? Can you drink just one scoop of salt of the ocean water? You can't drink, it's too much. It's so salty, right? Salt content is so much. So most of the water that is carried as a vapor into the clouds, right? That is salt. From that point, I ask you, who separates the saline from the fresh water? Who does it? And then you ask the farmer, And who loads it up with minerals and all goodies And then it comes down. Who loads the filter? It's the best nutrient. Any farmer will tell you, those about farming experience, that's the best nutrient. You can't find something as comprehensive as the rainwater. So he separated the saline from the fresh water. He loaded it with minerals. Then, فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. The land was parched and dried. And then, see. So can't we talk to our children about these things? See. Let them identify, talk about it. I don't say don't enjoy samosas and half moons. Right? But the whole day mustn't be on samosa and half moon. Or have some time for that. Enjoy yourself. But not all the time. Talk about the qudrat of Allah. Let them identify. Let them hear about Allah. Allah. Who is Allah? Allah? The Rabb of the throne, magnitude, the Rabb of Izzat, the Rabb of honor, power, might. So, ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل لها. What he opens out, nobody can hold back. And what he holds back, nobody can give. Someone is trying to get a child. For the last 25 years, nothing happening. And someone just got married, and the first stroke, you got a twin. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. Four situations. Someone only girls, someone only boys. Someone got both, and someone totally fertile, infertile. Does it happen? Man is staying for 25 years, nothing happened. And this man, first shot, got it right. Who is doing it? Who is Allah Baksa Allah? يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. That's his choice, who he wants to give, male, female, both, give them nothing. So that's his decision. So look at his work, look at the Qudrat. Talk about it. The child came in. So speak to the children, Allah gave it. Nobody could make it happen. The hospital didn't do it, and we didn't do it, Allah gave it. And I look in both, you know, one is the birth of a child, and a morsel of food, right? In both these cases, see that first, the inception, your role is just the enjoyment. Look at it. The food, what is it? The first inception, what is it? Is there anything besides enjoyment? It's only enjoyment. After that, the digestion, and the redigestion, and then creating an avenue for the waste to be thrown out, creating an avenue for that thing to be turned into blood, and the blood being cleansed, and then oxygen added to the blood, and then passing it to the entire body. Who did all that? Who is doing all that? Don't you see the handiwork of Allah Ta'ala? Don't you see that? Look at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the second ayat that says I read every day. And alhamdulillah, then I become oblivious. Nothing affects me. Then the third ayat that I read every day is مَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. It's an undertaking of Allah Ta'ala to provide sustenance. It's His undertaking. So wherever you are, whether you are in a prison or in a palace, He wants that food to reach you, it will reach you. The type of food, the amount of food, the texture, the enjoyment, the goodness. So when He wills, you get it. No matter where you are, you will definitely get it. You will definitely get it. So this child is learning under the apa. The apa is saying, what is in your taqdeer, you will definitely get. You can't avoid it. What is written for you, you must get it. And nobody can avoid it. So now he heard this lesson from the apa in the madrasa, and now he went home. Mother's only child, a little bit spoiled. So, Ma, I'm not going to eat tonight. I'm going to see who's going to make me to eat. So my mother is persuading him, I'll give you this, I'll give you that, or something else. And now just to make the food more enhancing, she loaded the zafran also onto you. That food was trimmed the child. Suffering now, and he must tempt the child. But the child, he is on his stubbornness, not going to eat. Mother is pushing him, insisting for that thing, not going to eat. So he was frustrated with him, and he's going out of home. So he left the home. So he must go now, let me go to an isolated spot. Not a spot that people frequent, a road not isolated. So he said, no, that Kabristan road normally is not frequented. I go on that road. So now, the mother is chasing me, and quietly she went and left that pot of biryani with a saffron aroma coming up, you know, hot water. In the meanwhile, the thieves thought of plundering that town on that night. And they said, we can't use the frequented road. The unfrequented road, let's use that one. They came on the Kabristan side. They saw the child and they saw that. Now, they couldn't resist. So they're discussing amongst themselves, oh, these people have brought the wind, they're coming to rob here, so they want to poison us. So they left it like this, and so tempting. But the child is here, let's experiment him. If he dies, you know, we can't eat it. But if he doesn't die, then why should we leave it? Why should we let it go? So they shook the child. Hey, get up. Got up. Eat from here. No, I'm not going to eat. So one shot again. They're confirming, yeah, see, they poisoned it. That's why this child is not eating from here. Had he not been poisoned, he would have left it. Why is he left it? One tamasha, one shot. Eat from this point. No, he's scared. So he ate. Or eat from that side, eat from inside. So 4-5 courses, so nothing happening to him. No, we can't let it go, wipe it out. Now he comes home, comes home. Ma, I learned the lesson now. Though I didn't learn it the easy way, I learned it the hard way. Okay, what's decreed will happen. Nobody can stop you. What's your rosy, you'll get it. Ma min dabbatin fil ardi. The undertaking of Allah, He's undertaken this. It will definitely happen. Nobody can alter this. So that's the third ayat that I read every day when I get up. So then nothing affects me, alhamdulillah. And the fourth ayat that I read is, Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. With every difficulty, there is an ease. If there is an examination, there is a holiday. Isn't it? If there's an examination, and post-examination, ask Mullah how many dawahs came. Year end, how many parties? Can count them. So, every difficulty, there's an ease. There's a difficulty, there's an ease. So, you got it in mind, alright, there's a difficulty here, but Allah will create an opening. After the patch of difficulty, then Allah will create an opening. I will just keep my calm, remain cool, and just now, after a few moments or something, then there will be an opening. I mustn't become frustrated, irritated, panicky, and start grumbling and raving and ranting and all that. Just remain calm. There will be an opening just now. See, life understands. Some things you cannot find immediate solutions. just be calm. Things will open out and then move on. Imagine you are stuck in traffic, right? So there's cars all around, left, right, front, behind. So in that whole commotion, if you're going to be hooting and shouting, will you get anywhere? You're not going to have... People look at you, you know, uncle, what happened to you? So, just calm yourself. Won't they do that? We're all in the same predicament. I'm stuck, you stuck, everybody's stuck here. So just calm yourself. So innama al-usri yusra, a difficulty will be eased. Difficulty is... You speak to a guy in Italian, you know, when a child is being ushered in the world, right? And the patient, I'll never do this again. And as the child is born, after 1 or 2 months, he's looking for another child. See that? But at that time, that excruciating pain, I'll never do this again. But then as the child comes in, 3 or 4 months, hey, but let's try for another one. Let's try for another one. Does it happen? See? So, innama al-usri yusra. After that difficulty, there's an ease. And the child comes in, hey, my Baba, gifts from here, I put frames everywhere. It's a boy. Doesn't it happen? There's so much of joy that comes into the house. Just now, there was pain and difficulty and crying. And now, just now, that whole thing just turned into happiness. So, who is that zat? Who is that being that brings that happiness, the joy, the excitement, this life in the house, running around here, there? Who's doing that? So, there is a touch of difficulty, but it's followed by ease and happiness. Understand the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Baktufi Masih.